Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Croatia sent at least 1,000 migrants to Hungary by train and bus Friday after saying it could no longer register or accommodate the new arrivals. Migrants were in turn boarded by Hungary onto trains and buses that police say were headed to registration points near the border with Austria. Spokesman for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees said Friday that the European Union needs to take collective action in the face of the migrant and refugee crisis. U.S. officials said Friday that Russia had deployed 4 Sukhoi attack aircraft to an airbase in Syria. A total of 8 Russian helicopters have been spotted as well. Speaking in London, Secretary of State John Kerry said the Obama administration is pursuing discussions with Moscow to avoid any misunderstanding between the two governments about all of this.
Clearly, if you're going to have a political settlement, which we've always argued is the best and only way to resolve Syria, you need to have conversations with people and you need to find the common ground.
At the Pentagon, meanwhile, officials said Defense Secretary Ash Carter has said he called a constructive conversation about Syria Friday with Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu. Until now, U.S. defense officials have been wary of talks with Russia, saying Russia had failed to make its intentions in Syria known. Coup leaders in Burkina Faso say they have freed the country's interim president as a gesture of goodwill following Wednesday's coup. African Union suspended Burkina Faso on Friday because of the coup. It sparked protests in the streets of the capital. There have been so far a number of deaths. This is VOA News. Cameroon says Amnesty International exhibited bad faith in a recent report that says the country's military commits atrocities as it fights the Boko Haram militants. Moki Edwin Kinzika reports.
Communications Minister and Government Spokesman Issa Chiruma Bakari says the report saying that Cameroon's military fighting the Boko Haram insurgency was committing crimes under international laws. He says Amnesty International notoriously intervenes in security issues of sovereign states.
The investigation that these researchers pretend to carry out lack objectivity and methodological rigor.
Issa Chiruma said Cameroon has been respecting its own laws. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Yaoundé.
At least 29 people have been killed, 30 others wounded, after militants attacked an Air Force base, that happened in northwestern Pakistan. Ayaz Gul reporting from Islamabad, the Pakistani Taliban is claiming responsibility.
Authorities say heavily armed militants in paramilitary forces uniforms staged the attack on Badabir base near the city of Peshawar. Army spokesman Major General Asim Bajwa says the assailants stormed the main gate just before dawn.
They got there and then they used rocket launcher and grenade and they just burst the gate.
He says some of the attackers stormed a mosque near the gate and lobbed grenades on worshippers before spraying them with bullets, killing 16 people. The militants then entered an adjacent block to kill several other people before being surrounded and killed by what officials called the Quick Reaction Force. The outlawed Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the violence. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
President Obama had a rare telephone conversation on Friday with Cuban President Raul Castro after the United States eased restrictions on travel and business in Cuba. Easing comes 2 months after the formal restoration of diplomatic relations between Washington and Havana, and the day after Cuba announced it would appoint its first ambassador to the United States in 54 years. Here in Washington, Congressional House Republicans have passed a measure that would end government funding for the group Planned Parenthood for a year. The bill was sparked by secretly recorded video showing Planned Parenthood officials discussing selling tissue from aborted fetuses for medical research. The organization says it has acted legally and that the tapes were deceptively edited. Get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz past and present and conversation with two of the musical sons of the city of New Orleans. We're celebrating New Orleans 10 years after the Hurricane Katrina disaster. In late August of 2005, Hurricane Katrina slammed into the Gulf Coast of the United States of America, and when the levees broke in New Orleans, Louisiana, flooded the city, sending many people to their death, and many people away from their original home. They were displaced to places as far as Texas, upstate to Baton Rouge, to the east to Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia, and Florida, and some of them did not return home because their home could not be rebuilt. But the city of New Orleans has been rebuilt in many ways. Many people have returned, no matter what the cost, because they love their beloved Crescent City, the Big Easy, New Orleans, Louisiana, the birthplace of jazz. So, in celebration of the rebirth of New Orleans, we'll give you the sound of New Orleans on this edition of Jazz America, and later this hour talk to two musical sons from that wonderful city, saxophonist Donald Harrison and trumpeter Nicholas Payton. Speaking of trumpeters, here's Wynton Marsalis and his Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. They've traveled the world taking the spirit of American music, of jazz, and of course the sound of New Orleans all over the globe. Here's a taste of what they can give you when you hear the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis as they give us Jelly Roll Morton's classic Jungle Blues to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
He's as New Orleans as the delightful dish that is so tasty, crawfish etouffee. He is Mac Rebennack, also known as Dr. John. From his latest release, Scat De Dat, The Spirit of Satch, in honor of Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, his fellow New Orleanian, that is When You're Smiling, the Whole World Smiles With You, Dr. John, with New Orleans' own great band, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. We heard Dr. John singing earlier with Dee Dee Bridgewater, and there is some of his solo work in honor of his hometown, the Crescent City, the Big Easy, New Orleans, Louisiana. As I said, he's all over the place. Wherever there's New Orleans, there's Dr. John, it seems. Well, another gentleman who is synonymous with New Orleans these days and for decades now is trumpeter Nicholas Payton. Let's get some thoughts from him and then hear a song titled Fleur de Lis. Of course, New Orleans, Louisiana, was a French territory, so the Fleur de Lis is still the symbol of New Orleans in many ways. We'll hear that song from Nicholas Payton after we talk to him here on VOA's Jazz America.
I just hope people don't forget that this is not just about New Orleans or Katrina, what's happened. This is a statement about us as a people, as a country, as a society. We need to really start caring about how people are treated here. And we need to be more active in making sure that we don't forget. I think we've had several incidents that have happened within the last couple of years that have sort of jarred us in a way to, how would I say? We have an opportunity here. You know, we have an opportunity to change the way things have been done in this country. You know, just because we've made some mistakes in the past does not prohibit us from being able to change. We have an opportunity. If we don't use these things to learn from and advance us, then I think we're missing big opportunities. I mean, let's be honest, New Orleans had issues in terms of economics, in terms of unemployment, in terms of health care, long before Katrina.
Yes.
You know, these were folks who had been forgotten about.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing this broadcast on a large scale all over the world.
All over the world.
The question is, what are we going to do about it now? We know we didn't do what we were supposed to do before. We know the levees weren't restored, you know, built to, they were not able to withstand this category of storm. We know all about the wetlands. These are things we've known about years before. Let's stop worrying about that. Let's focus on what we can do now to make things right. We can change it. No one else can change it. We as people have an opportunity to be able to do something here to make a difference. And the question is, what are we going to do?
Thank you. I mean, I wanted to, you know, I always want to reach out to a son of New or a daughter of New Orleans and get the real perspective here, you know, because it's so very personal, as it should be personal to everybody from the United States of America, but obviously more personal to someone who has called this place their home forever. And there's something very special about the place you call home, no matter where you're from. Nicholas Payton from his album Into the Blue with Fleur de Lis. From one musical son of New Orleans to another, here's the late great Sidney Bechet with Sea Jam Blues, recorded in 1953 on Jazz America from VOA 1. Some songs are just absolutely timeless, aren't they? And that's one of them. Recorded decades ago, Sidney Bechet doing Sea Jam Blues, sounding just as fresh as if it were recorded today. Hope you enjoyed that. More of our salute to New Orleans 10 years after the Hurricane Katrina disaster coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here is a really wonderful and heartfelt message I received not long ago. It comes from Brazil, from a VOA listener named Aimbere, who wrote, "Dear Russ Davis, I started listening to Willis Conover in 1966, when I lived in a small but prosperous town buried deeply in the Amazon jungle. VOA was my ticket to the world. I was about 16 and full of dreams. Today I miss that voice and the wonderful music that it delivered. There is a Portuguese word to state exactly that feeling, saudade, which is missing someone or something in such a strong way that one can hardly hold back the tears. Congratulations on maintaining a wonderful tradition. Ayn Bayre, thank you so very much for your kind message. And, you know, Willis Conover made history on Voice of America, presenting the wonders of jazz to the world, and I want to continue to do that, too. We're celebrating the place where jazz was born, New Orleans, on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, and I thought I would give you just a little bit of history in a song. Listen to the lyrics sung by the great vocalist Kurt Elling, accompanied by the wonderful band The Yellow Jackets. It's called Up From New Orleans, from the Yellow Jackets album Club Nocturne, beginning this set of music on VOA's Jazz America.
And I began there in Emerald Leaves, mix and match cultures of the world, African and French, South American, belting a sound known as jazz. And they were singing, swinging up from New Orleans, jamming, playing with the blues. And they were dealing, reeling up from New Orleans, blowing sounds that changed all the rules. The sound is still there in New Orleans, Bourbon Street, a part of history. Hear the spirit swing with the Dixie do, playing the sound known as jazz. And they were singing, swinging up from New Orleans, jamming, playing with the blues. And they were dealing, reeling up from New Orleans, blowing sounds that changed all of the rules. Here, the big brass bands pounding down the street. You couldn't help but move your feet. Honky-tonk, the Louisville sound, the piano men playing piano, braggies all around. Tops, King Oliver, made the trumpet speak. Gently Roe Morton kept the beat. Baby Dodds and Sidney Bechet found another way, playing the sound we now know is jazz. Up the river, first to St. Louis and further north, Chicago too, going to the east, the Oregon and Batnally, Strike Street, Gannon, and Wayne, Gannon. Then a second line bands came on the scene in a whole new way. Let's just say they had the beat for a brand new era. R&B was on the way. It all began there in Emerald Leaves, mix and match cultures of the world, African and French, South American,
belting a sound known as jazz. And they were singing, swinging up from New Orleans, jamming, playing with the blues. And they were dealing, reeling up from New Orleans, blowing sounds that changed all of the rules. And they were singing, swinging up from New Orleans, jamming, playing with the blues. And they were dealing, reeling up from New Orleans, blowing sounds that changed all of the rules. The blues, and they were dealing, railing up from New Orleans, blowing sounds that changed all of our rules. Oh, the devil, the fat of a bully, I'm gonna go.
Well, there's some new music for you that is a salute to New Orleans. It's from an artist named Rob Reddy, and it's from his album Beshe, Our Contemporary, as he takes inspiration from the great New Orleans artist Sidney Bechet and creates new songs as well as recording some of Sidney Bechet's classics. That's a song entitled Up South. Certainly hope you enjoyed that one here on VOA's Jazz America. At the 2012 Detroit Jazz Festival, I'd had a chance to hang out with the great saxophonist from New Orleans, Donald Harrison, a number of times. From our ride in from the airport on the very first day to backstage at various performances by Donald, he was involved in five or six different events during the 2012 Detroit Jazz Festival. Finally, we had a chance to sit down for a nice long chat, and here's some of that conversation right now. Coming from New Orleans, there is no substitute for coming from New Orleans, I have a feeling, because of many reasons. First, the educational aspect of it, it's so strong there. Stronger, as strong as any place in the USA or in the world, I feel. So you learn your lessons, you've got the fathers and mothers to teach you all about the lessons of the music down through the years. And then you have all those mates to play with, and all that great musical scene to work off of, all the venues that you've been able to play at over the years, and the versatility of the history of the place, the Spanish aspect, the French aspect, and the history of the music is there, so you know the traditional music, you know the music with the New Orleans beat, and you know Latin music you're playing today in a Latin music setting. So you did soul jazz yesterday. You can do straight ahead jazz, you can do Latin jazz, and a lot of it is because you're from New Orleans. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I think it's a number of factors. New Orleans is different because music is part of the culture there. So, and my father was a big chief, so he was ensconced in the culture there, and I grew up with that culture. That's an offshoot of Congo Square, and also the second line culture, which is the brass band culture of New Orleans. So those two elements added another kind of way of looking at music to what I do, but also having the chance to play with a lot of great musicians and bouncing off them and putting all those different ideas together. I feel fortunate that I came from a root culture of American music.
I'm the big chief of Congo Square from Quantum Leap, New Orleans' own, Donald Harrison. And Stephen Bernstein, based in New York, decided he wanted to get some of that New Orleans feel and some of that traditional sound. He went to the source and got New Orleans pianist Henry Butler to work with him on the album Viper's Drag. And from that, here's King Porter Stomp on Jazz America from VOA 1. Butler and Stephen Bernstein from the album Viper's Drag with a wonderful song, Porter's Stomp. Hope you enjoyed that. The tradition is strong, coming from the place they call the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. Well, the tradition musically is strong, coming from the place they call the Motor City, Motown, Detroit, Michigan. I went there for the 36th Detroit Jazz Festival and had a chance to talk to many of the artists that performed, and I'll give you part one of our Voices of Detroit series in the next few weeks. This coming week, we'll talk to the artist in residence Pat Metheny, guitarist John Schofield, vocalist Carmen Lundy, and pianist Monty Alexander on the next Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you'll join me then.